وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of a human being in the Holy Quran. And in previous episodes, we were talking about the things that stop human being from perfection. We ended up talking about the concept of shaitan in the Holy Quran. And if you want to say it in a different way, in every story, there is this hero and there is this anti-hero. And in the story that Quran tells about human being, the hero is man, a human being. Always you have prophets, messengers who are human beings that are hero. Even from the start of the story of creation, you have Adam alayhi salam, who was the hero, and angels fell into prostration towards Adam. And then the following ones, Ibrahim, Nuh, all the great personalities in Quran, the heroes are human beings. And then there's this anti-hero in this story, which is Shaitan. And so in order to understand this story, you should understand these two elements together. If you want to understand insan, you should also understand the main enemy of the insan, and the man, human being. So we said that Shaitan, according to the account and narrative of the Holy Quran, is a being, is not just some energy. Devil is some being, but devil is not, as some people believe, those spirits that can interfere every time and everywhere in your life. No, more so is that their influence in the temptation that they make. And we talked about how Quran has a gradual tactic, the tactic of gradually changing people. And another thing that Shaitan does is to scare people. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. Shaitan scares people of poverty. Like, for example, you see a person who is very wealthy, but he does not give charity. And then when you ask, or when you do a little bit of research, you realize that he fears that he might turn into a poor person if he gives charity. He spends a lot of money on everything else, but he has, when it comes to charity, he thinks that this much of charity will make him poor. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. This happens. إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه. There's this story that says, in a battle, when the army of Muslims, they saw the enemy. الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم. Some people came to the army of Muslims and they said, you know how many people have gathered and have started a campaign against you, and قد جمعوا لكم فخشوهم. So you should be afraid of them. فزادهم إيمانا. All the contrary, those who were in the army of Muslims, مؤمنون, believers, they increased their faith, because they said, this is actually what we had been promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will have great enemies. So, but munafiqun, the hypocrites among the army of Muslims, they were scared. So in the following verses, Quran says, innama dhalikum ash-shaytan. This is exactly the job of shaitan. Yukhawwifu awliya, to scare his awliya. Awliya means the friends of shaitan, munafiqun. فَلَا تَخَافُهُمْ وَخَافُونَ. You should not be scared of shaitan, or you should not be scared of these false warnings that shaitan makes. وَخَافُونَ. You should be scared of me. You should be scared of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And scared of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in the sense to be scared of the injustice that Allah may do to people, may Allah forbid. No. Scared of if we are able or incapable and in carrying out or responsibility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should be careful not to let go of your responsibility because of those things that Shaitan says to his awliya, his friends. So this is another thing that Shaitan does. It scares people when it comes to carrying out their responsibility. We will have a break and we come back to continue the discussion about the things that Shaitan does in order to take people into the wrong path.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to the program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the tactics that Shaitan uses in order to deviate people from the right path. We talked about the tactic of gradual exercise of dominance over people, if it's correct to say. And the second was scaring people. Another one is that he starts befriending some people. It is not Shaitan doing it, it's actually those people giving room to Shaitan, as we said. وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا. Qareen means friend, a person who is accompanying in the company of a person. فَسَاءَ قَرِينًا. What a bad company Shaitan is to some people. So the hypocrites, those who don't believe in the Day of Judgment, those who only do things for show off, actually, Quran says Quran can be friend with these people. Another thing is that it gives false promises to people. يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّيهِمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. It gives false promises to people. One example of false promise could be things that are related to this world. We had an example of this in the previous episode. For example, Shaitan comes to the person. There's a situation that in this situation, if you lie, you get something good, some interest. You can secure some interest of this life. And Shaitan comes to that person and says, okay, you only lie once, but you are securing an interest that lasts for you for years. So it's a good deal, just some seconds of lying, and it finishes, and then you get the interest that you wanted. So this is the deal that Shaitan makes seems fair to people. It's a good business, it's just some seconds, and it passes, and I get what I want. And then later on, maybe I say, for example, Astaghfirullah or whatever. But Quran says this is a false promise. Why? Because what has been secured is not everlasting. What has been secured is the interest of dunya, and dunya is going to fade away. At the end of the day, dunya finishes one day. But what is everlasting is the actions that we have and the consequences of the action. So Shaitan has made it to seem to us something that was everlasting, our action, which our words and talking is also part of the action that will be with us for the rest of our being, not for the rest of our life. No, for the rest of our being, our actions and our words will be with us. So Shaitan makes us believe that this is something passing and transient, and something that is actually transient and passing, which is the interest of this dunya, Shaitan makes us believe that this is everlasting and it will remain forever. So, يَعِدُهُمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. The promises of Shaitan are just empty words. And this is one other way that Shaitan does not take control of people in the sense that some people think that there's this evil spirit coming into them. No, in no way. Shaitan, what he does it through these means. By influencing in the decisions of people through temptation, through making things seem decorated to people. زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. We have several verses of the Holy Quran that says Shaitan does tazyin, decoration of the actions. Bad actions seem good to these people. We will talk, inshallah, about this in the following episode. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد